At Patty Knabel's rural home near Youngstown, a boy and a girl from Belarus bounce on a trampoline in the backyard. They're among 115 kids spending this summer with over 100 U.S. host families through the Children of Chernobyl program. The kids range in age from 8 to 14 years old. Knabel and her husband started the program 6 years ago after answering a plea from desperate Belarusian parents. They were asking American and European families to open their homes to these children, not so much to avoid radiation, but to provide them with basic needs.
If you see this kid eat, you wouldn't believe it. It's so wonderful. I mean, getting them to drink is important, too. You know, filling them up with fluids and stuff. When some of the kids had some problems, and the doctors called and said to increase their water intake just to cleanse their systems. They had some urinary problems. Because they're dehydrated, they just don't drink.
You don't drink because the water's contaminated?
The water's contaminated and crunchy and nasty, and or they have to walk to a well for it, and they use it strictly for bathing when they need it. They can't get drinks like we can. They have like carbonated juice, 2 liters of it. They just don't drink with meals and stuff.
After the Chernobyl accident, the Soviet government relocated nearby families from their collective farms and villages to other areas, but the current governments in Belarus and Ukraine are not able or willing to do much more to help the relocated families now living in poverty. When the Knabels started Children of Chernobyl in 1991, they raised enough money to bring 11 of these kids to Ohio for the summer. The privately funded program has grown each year, but Patty still runs the operation from a spare bedroom crowded with donated computers and office supplies.
If they don't get out of that radioactivity, they're going to die. We've just learned that in high school. All of us have learned what radiation does to the body. And if they don't get out for a period of respite, they're going to get some form of thyroid cancer, leukemia, something that's going to kill them. And this is a way to prevent that. Gets their immune systems working, gets their bodies functioning normally, being out of that environment, and hopefully they'll be able to survive.
I would say the ones that we've seen over and over seem to be healthier each time we see them.
Dr. Jim Dewar has been giving the visiting children free medical checkups since 1992. He says none of the children show signs of radiation-induced health problems, and there's no scientific evidence that their immune systems are affected. Though he doesn't rule out radiation-induced sicknesses in the future, Dewar says the visits to the U.S. probably help reverse problems the kids do have.
You know, a lot of kids with chronic dental problems that Patty's been very good about finding volunteer folks to help the kids out with that. Some kids with some nutritionally induced anemias, low blood counts, because of poor access to a balanced diet.
Dewar says since radiation potentially affects the reproductive system, if they did receive heavy doses immediately after the Chernobyl accident, a big test could come when they are older and start having children of their own. Most scientists agree that radiation from the explosion is no longer a threat. Knabel believes the younger kids visiting for the first time don't seem as healthy as older ones, like 14-year-old Elena, who has spent the last 6 summers with the Knabels.
I've noticed a big difference in my kids. You can tell in Elena how healthy she is. Her teeth are good and strong. Her skin is good. Just different things. When she first came, she was just pale and thin and gaunt. Come here. This is Maxime. And this is his third year in America, second year with us. And you can see how much weight he's lost. He's 11 years old. And he comes here from the first day. He started eating, and he hasn't stopped eating yet. He eats about 5 bananas a day. His body's getting good and strong. Muscles, he'll put on 8 to 10 pounds. But look how thin he is. I mean,
he doesn't look like an 11-year-old.
Mm-mm. No, he's about the size of an 8-year-old.
Besides providing the kids with a healthy environment for the summer, there are also weekly activities. Recently, the group spent an evening at a brightly painted roller rink and video arcade near Youngstown. A few of these kids speak a little English, but it's difficult getting them to open up about life back home. Even an interpreter has a hard time coaxing a description out of a thin 11-year-old boy named Sasha.
I ask him, do you find any difference between life there and here? And he says, it's good. And he doesn't say anything else. He's not too talkative.
This is Sasha's second summer with host Linda Yule. When he left Ohio last year, she sent a disposable camera along with him. And this summer, Sasha returned with a glimpse of his home life.
Very run down. He brought pictures back of his family in the home. It's very run down. A 2-room house. You know, there's like a bed next to a bed next to a bed is where they sleep, all in the same room, and it, very, very sad and circumstances that they're in. But he is a happy, well-adjusted boy, and that's what is so amazing, that he does not seem to realize the differences between where he's at and where he is now, where he's come from and where he's staying, you know, with us.
At the end of their summer visit, Sasha and the other children will each take home a duffel bag stuffed full of clothes, vitamins, aspirin, and other donated items. Many of the kids who visit say they want to someday live permanently in the U.S., but Knabel says that's not the intent of the program. She hopes when they return home later this month, they are healthier and have the desire and strength to make changes in their own communities. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer in Kent, Ohio.